This sugi is a very big undertaking. Especially half an hour before giving shiur. It's an extremely big undertaking. Because it's a very sensitive topic. In Avodas Hashem. Something which is very much spoken about, but at the same time, very little is spoken about it. And it could be offensive to some people. And so, although usually when we give the Rav Kook shiur, it has a certain signon, a certain style. So I make a disclaimer that tonight's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be development of a sugya, an Indian and Avodas Hashem, which I definitely feel for myself can use some clarity from the words of the tzaddikim. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, every good Jew, and every Jew is a good Jew, wants to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the best of his capabilities. And so therefore we ask ourselves, in order to maximize our service of Hashem, what can we do? Where can we focus our attention best and most in order to really show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we mean it? So whether we realize it consciously or not, we make a decision where we are going to focus our energies and our time and our efforts and our Avodas Hashem with a particular degesh. Without realizing it, we're koveya for ourselves a certain mahalach. And many times we fail to question, even after years or a lifetime of serving Hashem the way that we do, we don't re-examine, where am I placing my ikar, where am I placing my tafa? And especially in our younger years, where we're koveya a derech for ourselves. Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi. Adimi hanaris, where we're forming a path for ourselves in Avodas Hashem. Because once we're really older, it's much harder, almost impossible to change how we do things in our Avodas Hashem. But in our younger years, where we're forming a certain derech in Avodas Hashem, and even if a person's a professional and he goes to college, he still needs to have a derech in Avodas Hashem. Not just for tzaddikim. It's almost popular. When we look at the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it was popular back then. Some things have never changed. And for some people, this is mamash their shita, that there's a very strong emphasis on chumras. On chumras in Avodas Hashem. And it makes sense. Why we would focus on chumras? Because focusing on chumras means many things. It reflects a certain degree of mesiras nefesh that we make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm even going to do this for you. But is this really what Hashem wants? The question. Is this a proper way in terms of a relationship between me and the Borei Olam? Is this proper expression which gives Hashem nachas ruach? Maybe in a relationship between a husband and a wife, on some level, we find that a spouse, a relative, or friend goes the extra mile. So it may be impressive. But maybe that's only in a shitchiyas way, in a chitzonius way. But in a pnimius way, and we know how much we love pnimius, maybe it's not the right expression of nemanis takadosh baruch hu. the tzaddikim, they frowned upon chumis, but the chassidish tzaddikim for sure. But the achlal, I just want to bring up some of the mamorim from the tzaddikim of how they felt about this inyan. The reason why I say I'm ill prepared is because there's many, many things which tzaddikim said about this inyan, and there's things which they said where they didn't say it explicitly. And a person has to be able to see between the lines to be able to see what they were coming la'afuke, to be addressing things which they said. But there's a ma'amar which is quoted, and we'll begin with this, from many tzaddikim, shared in various ways, but it's attributed to Rav Bunim, to the Rav Shitzer, to Rav Pinchas Karetzer. And they said as follows. Again, that variation. They said like this: to be just good, to be a good yid, will bring a person to be a noyef. To be firm will bring a person to be a mayra shcheirenek, to be ba'atzvas. And to be klug and to be a chacham will bring a person to be an apikaris. And so therefore, what a yid needs to be is that he needs to be good, firm, and chacham. In fact, it's a medrash. I can find that paper. So many things scattered over here. Oh. The Medrash says, and Tosas quoted in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf on the Beis, quoting Maseches Derech Eret, it says, "Tzarech liyos chacham ana v'yari shemayim, v'chad b'la'einach trei leisagi." Even to have two without one isn't good. That shleimus means, that's how the Rav Shitzer put it, to be a kli shleima. This person needs to be a chacham, needs to be firm, and he needs to be good. We'll come back to the Rav Shitzer momentarily, Mitzvah Hashem. Pinchas Karetzer, he shared very nice things about chumras. He said a person has to know how to walk b'derech emtzai, b'derech atiferes, not too much chesed, not too much gvura. Ki Yaakov b'char laika, that Hashem chose the derech of Yaakov, because the derech of Yaakov is the derech of atiferes. Like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says in the Mishnah Navos, Sfir is the time of year we focus on this, that the derech hayishar for an adam is kol shehi tiferes la'oseha, the tiferes l'min ha'adam, that it's moitza seichel chein v'seichel tov be'enei Elohim v'adam, that he's mu'uriv min abrios. This is the derech of tiferes, kol shehi tiferes la'oseha. This is the pasuk which he quotes, al tehi tzadik harbi v'al tirsha harbi. Not to be too big of a tzaddik. Not to be too big of a rasha. Too big of a tzaddik means that a person has to know how to walk with derech emtzai. Pinchas Karetzer, it says about him that he was makbid on the machmirim. And he would say about them that they're moirid es ha-tayra, they bring down the tayra to the bechin of dinim. And a person is mamshech dinim on himself, and he's mamshech golas on himself. It's because chumras have what to do with din, with the mid of din. And he would say not to be machmer more than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not to be marbe b'dikdukim, as the Baal Shem Tov says, and he would say, "Any oyhev hamachmir b'chumis, I don't like those who are machmir in chumis, except by Pesach time." And I really think the oymek of why Pesach time is because it's not because it's an exception. It has to do with the fact that being machmir on chametz is being machmir on the nekuda in avodas Hashem, which causes a person to be machmir on chametz throughout the rest of the year. That it's the chametz with the nekuda in the heart, which takes away from the geshmak and Torah mitzvahs. So to be machmir in that nekuda, you could be machmir. It's a fight with chumras against the inyan, which tries to make a person be machmir and to lose his time in yahadus the entire year. Even more so, I think that the reason why by Pesach Bifrat is because a person is supposed to be a certain sense of gullus preceding Pesach. I really believe that the reason why we spend so much time and there's so much physical toil in preparing ourselves for Pesach in terms of cleaning the house and so on is because that's the hergish of the feeling of avdus, which a person is supposed to feel before Pesach. And when Pesach comes, a person feels free. He feels free from the search of chametz. The toil and the exertion that a person puts in having to clean the home and the chumras that he puts into it, he feels the shibud. This is backbreaking work. So come Pesach, come the night of the Seder, a person is free from that. So that's why it's specific to Pesach. That feeling the chumras is supposed to feel the perech and the avdus in Avodas Hashem, which is not supposed to be felt the entire year. So when you come to the night of Pesach and there's that or, the or of the night of Pesach is supposed to free a person from the chumras. And he would say not to be marbe b'diktukim. And he would say, "Zeh hichzik oisib yaldusi." In my younger years, this is what kept me. That it's very common that when people are in their younger years, that they zoom and then they take off in their chumras and they get lost. They get lost in the world of chumras. But they open up svarim and they see that this tzaddik did this, and this tzaddik did this, and this tzaddik did this. And they're amassing all the chumras and they're lost from the nekud of yadus lagamri. Rav Nachman was also very much against chumras. Very much against chumras. It says in the Kutta Maran and Chelek Beisim Memdalit that Rabbeinu was mazhir ma'od levli lahachmir chumras yisiris b'shum davar. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bab b'chon yam b'yosef. Hashem doesn't come with tainas on a person. V'lalnitna Torah l'malach yasharis. The Torah wasn't given to malach yasharis. Chumras comes from a place that a person has this idea that he needs to be perfect. This is the conception that a person has of what it means to be a tzaddik. But he forgets the fact. He ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseta v'le'echeta. Chid is mamash mochrach. It's mochrach that a person will make mistakes. And if a person tries to be a tzaddik, Yoresi Milai, Rav Kook says about this, this is the biggest chid of al-chatoim, he says. And the reason why is because it removes a person from the nekud of yadus. We haven't spoken this out, this nekud exactly yet. And the real reason why Rav Nachman frowned upon the tzaddikim and frowned upon it, as we said before, because frumkeit brings to marah shchayra, it brings to atzmus. There's no lichtikeit, there's no oir in the avodah, there's no simcha in the avodah Hashem. If a person always has to look behind his back, that's the type of a yira, which is called the yira sa'onesh, where a person who's in that state is in a state of meichad dekatz. A person has to raise himself, go towards a higher level of yira sa'shem, of yira sa'romamas, where the simcha and the ahava is mixed in with the yira. But it's a state of nairus that if a person is in this mode of, that he feels like he has to be yoytze midai, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a taskmaster, that he's standing there with a whip. That's called Mitzrayim. A person puts himself and he sees Hashem like that, then he's in Mitzrayim, he's never left Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim was a place of chumras. And therefore Pesach and the preparation for Pesach is filled with chumras. In fact, the Zaya says over here, "B'chaymer v'levenim dal kal v'chaymer." That's called "Vayimarvu es chayehem." The very first midah of the Yigam Amidah Shatar and Ejashas Bahen is kal v'chaymer. That a person needs to know when he enters into Avodas Hashem how to be doirish, kalas, and chumras. He needs to know when to be mekel, and he knows when to be machmir. He needs to have a Rebbe to guide him in this inyan. Because the first door that a person enters in, which is a complete billable, is how to be machmir, how to be mekel. That a person needs a Rebbe, he needs guidance in that inyan. Because so many have been lost. Many more have been lost in the world of chumras than they've been lost in the world of kubas. But it takes the time away from Avodas Hashem. There's no time. There's no simcha. There's no pleasure. There's no feeling of how sweet it is Hashem Atev Chalkein, which is the Ikr Nekuda. Rabbanu from Shischa. He says in the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kafayim and Aleph, Amar Mar Okva. Mar Okva said about himself, Ana Chala Bar Chamra. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. Lagabi Abba, like my father. Diilu Abba, because my father gave a Achal Bissa when he would eat meat, Lava Achal Gvina Bala Macha. He wouldn't eat until the next day. Va'ana Bahasuda Salah Achana. And for me, it's enough that if I don't mix them in the same meal. And I eat at the next meal. The Hikshir Rabbi Rabbanu Rabbanu asked, why did he call himself because of this a Chala Bar Chamra? He's vinegar, the son of wine. He can also do that. He can also be Machmir and wait till the next day to have milchigs. The Tiris Rabbanu said about this, Shim Ein Birtzayna Shal Adam Lasa Sachamra, if a person's Ratan is not to do the Chamra and he only does it because his father does it, because he wants to be like his father, he's not allowed to do it. There's a point here when it comes to authenticity in Avodas Hashem, which anybody who's a Talmud of the school of Shischa knows, that when it comes to the Nekudat of Emes and the search for oneself, this is very important, my Malcolm, for that. But just in the world of what we're speaking about in terms of Chumras, and I really believe that it's Marum is in the words. He calls himself Chala Bar Chamra. Chamra is a Lashon Chumra. Chala makes it Chal. Chala Bar Chamra means that I make the Chumras an Indian of Chal. I'm a Chala the Indian of Chumras. That the simcha of Avodas Hashem comes that a person knows how to be true to himself. He knows where he's holding, and he's oisik beratzon. He does things because he wants to do them. If he feels forced to do them, where's the simcha there? But the Avodas Hashem beikr has to come from a place where a person, it's self-expression, but a person is doing and he feels motivated to do it because he feels this is me. And that simcha to be in touch with one's true self. But if a person is being coerced to do things, there's things which we must do and we do those things, but it's enough that we have to do the mitzvahs which we don't want to do. And there's Lashonos in Chazal like this. Like we find by a Nazir, that he has to bring a Korban Chatas. He has to bring a Korban Chatas because he's parish from himself. And the Gemara says, why does he bring a Chatas? Because it's not enough that I already have Tariq Mitzvah. Hashem says that he adds more on himself. That's a Chatas for that. The person needs to know where he's holding. But it becomes a confusion as to a person doesn't know what's the Iker and what's the Tafel and Avodas Hashem. That we don't give enough chashivas if we're not premiistic to know that Hashem wants a Yid to do mitzvahs b'simcha or b'ratzon or b'shlemus. Not that he should be careful on every step which he takes if he's going to step on a crack. That's not what Hashem wants. He doesn't want nervous Yidin. He doesn't want frum Yidin. He wants good from chachmadik Yidin. When that combination comes together, there's or, there's light, there's simcha, there's achdus, there's reyus. The Rav Shitzer, who's your study this Sunday. I speak a lot about the Rav Shitzer, especially because my Rebbe and the whole Stitchin dynasty stems from the Rav Shitzer. It's a marvelous way of Avodas Hashem. And in Rav Shitzer, there's a very strong emphasis on having a derech and Avodas Hashem. There's a very strong emphasis on knowing what's an Iker and what's a Tafel. The Rav Shitzer felt in his time, and this is a machlokes amongst the tzaddikim, he would say that the chassidus, the way it was given over by the Baal Shem Tov, was already lost. And it became what's called golma chassidus. It's like it's a fake. It's not real chassidus. He would speak about what he called the frumakim. He would say shemas shel gnai. He would speak down about the frumakim because he wanted to make a point in Avodas Hashem. He would say b'derech halatza that the word frum stands for poil. Rashi Teva's poil rishus vining mitzvahs, which means that they would be poil rishus, they would forsake mitzvahs. They say that in Rav Shitz there was a certain chassid that he would walk around with sack and afer, but he would wear it underneath his shirt, and it would call him label of anar. Once this label and I came to Rabbeinu from Rav Shitz, and so as the Rav Shitzer was walking into his home, he exposed a little bit of the sack, a little bit of the sackcloth that he was wearing underneath his clothes, so the Rav Shitzer should see it. So when the Rav Shitzer saw this, he started to say, "Loi, einenu shaita, einenu shaita. He's not a shaita. He's not a shaita." So Libel and Ar started to become very happy because he thought that Rabbeinu was speaking about him. So he says, Rabbeinu, he says, "You're saying about me that I'm not a shaita. So how come everybody else in town calls me Libel and Ar? Everybody says about me I'm a shaita." So the Rosh said to him, "Lay alecha haisa kavanasi. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the Yitzhahara. Because Shlomo HaMelech says that he says about the Yitzhahara, the Gemara says that he calls him a Melech Zakin Uksil, that he's called a Melech, a Zakin, and a Ksil. That he's called a fool. But I see now that he's not a fool at all. Because if he's able to make you do this type of anarishkeit, then he must not be a Shaita." And he would say, the Rav Shitzer would say, that the Yidden of his time, they don't know the alubes of chassidus. That they leave behind the ikrim and the toyefes as a tafel. And he would say that they look at the way that the tzaddik yador do things and they try to snatch the different things that the tzaddik yador do. Oh, this tzaddik does like this, I'm medaktik like that, and they take from this one and from this one. But he would say, at the end of the day, what do you have? You have the picture of a person, right, that he's not medaktik in Shemir Shabbos, right? And he's over and all the Yonim Shmir Shabbos, but he dips 310 tefillos in the mikvah like he's supposed to do, and all the other minhagi chassidus, which are very good. Like the Hakdama to Mesilas Hasharim. The person needs to know that Yiddishkeit is not about dipping into freezing cold mikvah. And there's a certain letter which is quoted in Oil Naftali, which he wrote to his nephew of Mendel of Barshava, that he asked him after his wedding to teach him the way, the derech and avodas Hashem. And he would say like this, "Ein lanu shiur rak ha-Torah zois." A person has to know that we have nothing left but the Torah, and to be a masmin of limud ha-Torah, and to chazer on what he learns, and to learn Sifrei Musar, and to learn a lot of Tanad ve'Eliyahu, but not to go so much to the mikvahs, and especially not in the winter times, and not to be mefazer oneself too much, and not to miss man kriyas shema and tefillah, and to go to tzaddik and tamei chachamim v'livyos tamid b'simcha, for the Rav Shitzer wrote him. And he would say to people, until they reach the age of 25 years old, they should be miyamale kresim b'shas u'poskim, and then at the age of 25 to delve into the real inyanim and chassidus. That's what he would say. Not to be a chassid before you're a yid. quotes here that his son, Rav Eliezer Jikover, that he once remarked on what it says in Sichas, Ve'ein lanu shiur rak ha-Torah azois. Which is what we quoted before. The Rav Shitzer wrote that. He would say that the only thing which people make a shirayim of is the Torah. But they make Torah a tafel. The good yidden make Torah a tafel. The limit of Torah needs to be the ikir. I know this from my Rebbe for sure by my Rebbe. That he stays very far away from what he calls tfilas in Avodas Hashem. That the ikir in Avodas Hashem is not to be a yid that he goes to this kever and he flies here and he does this and this day he's like this and this day he's like that. That he's running from thing to thing. The person has to know how to be kavua. He needs to know what his nakuda is and to be mashkia himself in his nakuda in Avodas Hashem. Everybody needs to find something, a miktsoa in Torah, an inyan at Avodas Hashem. Rav Nachum was very forward. The person needs to put himself into his inyan. The person needs to know where he's holding, what his nakuda is, and to invest himself in his inyan. But not to be a scattered Jew. To know what's ikr and what's tafel. And even if he has one thing which is an ikr, which may be something which is a little bit unique, but that's my inyan, and I put myself into that inyan. And if your inyan is that you go to this kever, then that's your inyan. But that's your inyan. But it's not that you're scattered. You make a seder out of that. There were very fine tzaddikim who did such things. But to know what's an ikr and what's a tafel, it's part of the chachma. The person needs to know how to be mevare. What's an ikr and what's a tafel in avodas Hashem. It's very nice. My welcome here from a sefer called Mishneh Sachir. Which I was able to pull up on Bar Ilan actually. That in Megillas Rus, we have a machlekes between Boaz and Ploni Almoni. And he said they had a whole machlekes. That we know. That Toiv, this Ploni Almoni says, Pen Ashchis es Nachalasi, I don't want to be Seimechan, Mo'aviv le'Mo'adis, lest I be Pagan Bizarri. So he teaches here that the Bechlikis between the two was like this. The Ploni Almoni was a Firma Yid. And it says, V'loi Nichtav Shmo, his name isn't written in the Torah. That he passed up an opportunity to be able to bring Megala, to bring Mashiach into the world. That by taking risks, to bring Mashiach into the world because of his firmkeit. But here you have that Shmuel passing, the Bezinah Shal Boaz passing, the Gadol Ador, Mo'aviv la'Mo'aviz, she's mutter. And he says, no, I'm going to be from. I'm going to be from. And because of that firmkeit, he had this chus to bring Mashiach into the world. It wasn't a kula, it was a halacha. To do the right thing, which is a halacha, he didn't do, he passed up on it. And I really believe his name is Tov. That since he was acting Tov, but he wasn't going as a Chachma, and wasn't being firm, if you just have Tov, you're going to go off the Derech. We read Rus on Shavuos. This is what we're building up to. That a chilek in Kabbalah Satayra is not to get lost in these types of inyanim. That's what Tzvira is about also. Tzvira is how to be mevayer each midah, how to apply each midah when it's supposed to be applied. The Mori Naim in Parshas Vayechi, he says, when speaking about Shimon and Levi, trying to teach of why it is that Yaakov criticized the way of Shimon and Levi. He says here, and he quotes the Rav Shitzer. He says, "Shamati mipi Rav Chassid Hamafersim Vosina Kedusha Marina Rabbeinu Naftali Tikal Kedushas Rav Shitzer Shomar." And he quotes the Gemara, "Hai Talmid Chacham Sherasach Araisahu Derasach Bei." That the Talmid Chacham, that he's on fire, that he's hot, because the Torah makes him this way. And he says about this. That if a person learns Torah without the chilu rechim or without the proper intention, he'll come to become bekas. And a tzaddik like this won't be able to be yoshev im abrios. and he always has to be by himself. And he's always thinking about how he's always falling short in Avodas Hashem. And because he's bekas on himself, he becomes bekas on other people. And he says, even though this is a Madriga Daila, this is not Em Islamitai. And he says, V'hu adayin besitru d'mara shchayra. And a person needs to know, he says, that even if it comes a time that he has Ezebitl, that he has to speak to people, and it's mevatel from his Torah and Avodas Hashem, that he needs to know that this is how he serves Hashem, b'chol d'rechecha da'ehu. That tzarech liyos tamid b'simcha. To be me'orevis imabriyos. And then he says, and this is the pshat and the sugi of Shimon and Levi. And this is what Yaakov, and we know before Yaakov is the derech ha'mamutza, Yaakov is the mid of Teferes. But Yaakov says to Shimon and Levi, Klei chamas mechareisehem, that since you're so tamid b'yira gadayla, ayidekein hayu b'kas al atzmam, v'yikr v'lashin askenaz frum. That's what he says. Yaakov said to Shimon and Levi, you're too frum. And therefore you don't know how to be mu'urav im abriyos. You always have to be behisbaididus. And that's where you're koyis on yourselves, and that's where you're koyis on other people. Too much frumkeit in your avodas Hashem. See this with Cook. This is from the Pinkas. Pinkas Araya Amar Kuf Dalet. Al Tirsha Har Bei Val Tihitzad the Karbe. Heim Shnei Mishkolos Yikarim Lasher Hada. Al Kain Kasher Besayd Ashkacha Yeshem Konani As Harbe the Saka Mesilais. Leman Yuchal Ha'adon Lenatzer Sam Mishpashal Al Tirsha Har Bei. Just like there are many obstacles in the road that a person has to get rid of them in order to be walked down the path of Al Tirsha Har Bei. So too, there are many obstacles in the way. They told us Adam v'chol sifian l'man shmor es hamishkol shel alti hitza the karbe. Vayehi ki yashki for Adam rak al pratim achadim. When a person is only focusing on details, shein the tzarech mishkol zeh yischamis avavu, he becomes like chametz. By the way. This is the Indian of Chumash we spoke about before. Amnon kasha yisa deo lechadres apratim ala klal. When a person doesn't see Avodas Hashem as just being scattered pieces, and he tries to bring everything together, and he tries to find the nekuda in Avodas Hashem, as yimsa she'enem bayim kim liyasher sa mishkol shal alti tzadikar. He sees that the whole Avodas Hashem is goofed to take away from alti tzadikar. And this needs shu tzarech yeshara gadol agam kain, just like the opposite of altir shahar be. And then he'll find the Derech Hashem, which is called Or. That's how Maseches Pesachim begins with the word Or. That Gufa in the Masechta of Chumras, Or La'barsa, that the Geula is Mechuna B'Shem Or. My Rebbe has a very beautiful Torah on this. He says, but the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Bracha says, we have Machlekes Beshami Beishilo as to how to read Kriya Shema. Beishilo says, however you want to. And Beishami says, and in the night time, laying down, in the morning, sitting up. And Rav Tarfon says, I was going Bederech, Vihitesi Likras Kedive Beishami. And I acted like Beis Shammai. V'sikanti ba'atmi. I put myself in sakana. Mipnei halistim. And they said to him, Kedai hayis alacha ba'atmi ha'shavat levi Beis Hillel. Why are we going against Beis Hillel? And they said, you put your life in danger for that. Kedai lacha. And when you look at this mission, it seems crazy. Kedai lacha? Kedai lacha because you were machmir? But we saw before that the whole light of Mashiach came from Boaz and not from Ploni Amoni. In fact, he lost his name Lagamrei because of this inyan. In the Olam of Chassidim and Tzadikim, this is a very important akuna of Avodas Hashem. You know what type of a churban can come from this? If we start to see Tzadikim, if you see that a Thomas sees a Rebbe be machmer in a way which is not kohagin, the whole derech in Avodas Hashem can be lost. He'll be completely off the derech of on the derech called Al Tihitzat HaKarbe. The Rebbe says very nicely. He says that we know that Rav Pinchas ben Yair has an Indian in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says that he was part of the Shvuyim. He was very much Osek and Pidyon Shvuyim. And we know that Rav Pinchas ben Yair is also the author of the Braisa in which the Ramchal builds the whole Mesilas HaSharim on, which is Zahiris Permeability, Zahiris Lezvizas, Zvizas Lenakias, V'chule V'chule. What do the two things have to do with each other? So my Rebbe says that a person who doesn't know the way of Avodas Hashem, which is exactly what Pinchas ben Yair gave to us, he gave to us a derech and Avodas Hashem. And it begins with Torah. Like the Rav Shacher said, it begins with Limud HaTorah. And Torah brings to Zahiris, Zvizas, the whole gamut of Avodas Hashem comes from that braisa. Says this is also being Oisik and Pidyon Shvuyim. Because if a person doesn't know his way in Avodas Hashem, there's nobody who's in a bigger imprisonment than such a person. If he doesn't know the way, he's lost in the world of Avodas Hashem. It's a huge world, Tarag Mitzvahs. Look how many Sfarim are in this place, man. They can get lost very easily. So Rav Pinchas ben Yair did the greatest chesed of Pidyon Shvuyim, that each and every one of us, that we're like a shavui in Avodas Hashem, that he took us out of it with this mahalach and Avodas Hashem called the Braisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And he said, the Rebbe said, that the real way of Avodas Hashem is to search for the light. There's the light of Hashem, which is the light of Veichas, of which the Pasuk says, Orech tzadikin ka'or noiga, that the way of the tzadik is to search for the light. That's why he says, Pinchas is Gematria Or, and Ben Yair is also Lashon Or. So Pinchas Ben Yair, he's Pai the Shvuyim because he teaches people a way in Avodas Hashem to search for the light of Hashem. And he says, that's why the Gemara says, if the early Odiris were like Malachim, the Anu Kibnei Adam. And if they were like Bnei Adam, then we're like Chamayim. But not like the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. What do you mean not like the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair? We know the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair was a very special horse, very special donkey. So the Rebbe says, B'derech Halatza, the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair is like the Chumers of Pinchas ben Yair. That we don't even come to the fingernails, to the fingertips of the Chumers of Pinchas ben Yair. That he knew how to be like with Chumers. That these, by him, a Chumra was a Chumra of Or. It wasn't a dark Chumra, it wasn't Shalchoshach. It was lichtig, the chumras of Rav Pinchas ben Yair.
What's the difference?
That's it with the hashkafa. The person is searching for the or, then he knows, I'll take this chumra. And then he illuminates that chumra because it's part of his derech and avodas Hashem. But to grab a chumra here and a chumra here, and then you're going to be a chumra yid, that's not a chumra yid. That's a shchardika yid. Because there's no or in his avodas Hashem. He's not illuminating his chumra with an or. That he's not being true to himself and saying, oh, for me, this is what I need to do because I know myself, I need to be magnet myself in this Indian, fine. But just to take on chumras, then you're, like we said before, you're chala bar chamra. You're just vinegar. That's a waste of chumra. That's marchik you from the art. That separates you from the light of Hashem. I also wanted to say b'derech halatza. Then by the Nes of Purim. By the Nes of Purim. The Pasuk says that Haman wanted to be the Shleach Yad by Yehudim. Shleach Yad. What's the name of Shleach Yad? Shlichas Yad by Yehudim. I wanted to say once that it means Shleach Yad by Yehudim. That the word Yad refers to the letter Yud. The Shlach Yad by Yehudim is that he wanted to be Poygame, the Yadus of Paisa. The Ikinakud of Yadus. How do you do that? And if you can make the Yidin fall into a state of Chumras, that they think that the Indian, that the real Indian in Avodas Hashem is the Indian of Chumras, then you've taken away their Yadus. Because if you take away the letter Yud from the word Purim, what are you left with? From. But the difference between From and Purim is the Nekud of a Yud. That's what it means, Lishleach Yad by Yehudim. To be Pagim in that Yud. To be Pagim in that Yud. And that's why Esther says, every time she says to Achashverosh, when she's sitting with Haman Achashverosh, she says, he says, what do you want? What is that you want? She says, I want Machar. I want Machar. Why is she saying I want Machar? Because Machar is the opposite of Chumrah. Chumar, if you flip the Oisiyah, it turns into Machar. So she saw that the Yidden were falling after Chumrah Mezim Yiddish into a state of Chumras. That when they lost the light and they fell into a state of Chitonias, they were just doing Chumras and Chumras and Chumras. That's not the way of Avodas Hashem. She has to be Mahapich v'nahapichu to turn Chumrah into Machar. And that's even from the Lashon of the Gemara there in Chulin. It says, Chala bar Chamra, he says about my father. He says, Ki hava achal bisalo, hava achal gvina ad l'machar. That I can't do. Hey, to turn Chumrah ad l'machar, I can't do. So I don't do it. Machar means, the Indian of Machar and Avodas Hashem is a very big sugi when it means Machar. Machar means that a person has, he's going b'derech ha'or. That he sees the future, he sees the light at the end of the tunnel, that he looks forward till tomorrow, and it's not a schlep, it's Avodas Hashem, that he wakes up with a simcha. That's why it says in the Megillah, it says that after the Nes of Purim, Vayehudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sasim v'kar. That before that, it was just, we just do mitzvahs. But it's a schlep to do the mitzvahs. But now it's Lehudim Haisa Oira. It's a simcha to do the mitzvahs. That's a Purim is filled with simcha. And I think that's really why Purim could have been a mitzvah, could have been a Yom Tov Daraisa. But if it was Daraisa, we would say about it, Mitzvah Daraisa, Safek Daraisa L'chumra. But since it's the Rabbana, we say Safek Darabana L'chumra. Because the Safek, B'chin of a Malik, right? That there's a way to squash a Malik, which is the Safek B'derech Chumras, and there's a way to squash the Safek B'derech Kula. And the Chiddush of Purim is Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. And when it comes to the Rabbanan, there's a way that the Rabbanan were Megala, which is the light of Purim, to be able to squash Safek, which is Gematria Malik, which is Haman, B'derech of Kulas. Because there's a way of going in Avodas Hashem with Kulas, not in a way that a person jeopardizes Halachas and Shulchan Aruch Chas V'Shalom, but in a way that it brings back the lichtigkeit, the oirich, the or and the simcha in Avodas Hashem. Thus is a Purim Dikayid. That says, Hoidu v'yad kush. Hoid is a lashon or. Hoid is a lashon or. From is matcha kush. So mehoidu v'yad kush means by hibim me'achashverosh in the days of Achashverosh ha'moylech mehoidu v'yad kush to be mamshech the or ad kush. That's all the Indian of frumkeit. Because it takes away the nekuda pnimi in Avodas Hashem. Also, I think there's a very nice remez from last week's parasha, also with the Derech Halatza. That in last week's parasha, one of the things that we say about a Metzayra is a person who's a very big Ish Chitzayin in Avodas Hashem. It could be that a Metzayra was somebody who fell into the world of Chumras, and that's why Hashem gave him Tzaras. That's why it says about an Ish Metzayra, Begadav Yihiyu Frumim. But he wears Begadim Shal Frumkeit. He's a very Frum Jew. Begadav Yihiyu Frumim. But what does he have to do? The pasuk concludes, Ba'asaf Ma'amar, he has to say, Tomei Tomei. He has to say about himself, I'm a Tomei. If you wear nice Frum clothes, and you dress with your white shirt and your black pants, and you have your hat on, one of the things my father likes to say, it's not true. Maybe there's some truth to this. My father likes to say that the black cat destroyed Yiddishkeit. That's what he likes to say. So the first mitzvah in this week's parasha is Ish Aviv V'Imo Tiro. I'm not going to chas v'shalom be v'gnach, some of my father said. But I want to just fine tune what he means to say. So when you make Yiddishkeit into the black hat, then you've darkened, you've made it black. You've mamish made it black. when you start to label people as this guy's from, this guy's not from, what does the word from mean anyways? What does it mean? People have so many different definitions. But that's not the ikar. It's to be from, it's to be taiv, it's to be a chacham. There's many things, so you have to come together. It's not about the black cat, it's not about the shirt you wear, the pants you wear. Of course, there's an inyan to know what it means, the tour of a yid. But how a yid goes, how he dresses, how he looks, there's a way to do that. Okay, so if a person doesn't do like that, and doesn't have long pears, and doesn't have a long beard. You know the story with the Sama Rebbe. The Sama Rebbe was very, very much Machshir Rabbi Levi Malin, very much. Rabbi Levi Malin, he went without a beard. That's what the Chassidim once said to the Sama Rebbe. He says, "Why do you give such chashivas to Rabbi Levi Malin?" Hey, he goes around. Where's his Yiddishkeit? Where's his Yiddishkeit? He doesn't even have a beard. So the Sama Rebbe said, "I'll tell you why." He says, "Because when the Sama Rebbe said when Rabbi Levi Malin comes up to Shemayim, they're going to say to him." They're going to say to him, such a good yid you were, such a fine yid. But where is your beard? Where is the beard? But when you come up to shrine, they're going to say to you, so I see you had a beard, but where was the Yiddishkeit? Where was the Yiddishkeit? It really comes back to this week's parasha. Kedoshim to you. Chazal say, Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach doesn't mean that a person has to be a Chumadik Yin and says, this is possible, this is possible, this is possible. It means Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Know what's mutter for yourself and Makaddish it. And there's a medrash in this week's parasha. It goes on to say, Ish avi v'imo tiro v'shapsei se tishmaru mikdashi tirohu. Chazal say, mikdashi tirohu, lo mi mina mikdash ata yare. You don't be afraid of the mikdash. Al mi shashaychim ba ata yare. For me, that I dwell in the mikdash, you have to be afraid of. When a person forgets about Hashem and he doesn't know the real way of Yiras Hashem, and he's afraid of the mikdash, oh, there's a thing called mikdash. That's taking Avodas Hashem and making a chitzonius dick. There's a way in the Yiras Shemayim. If a person is just afraid of Hashem, that he's afraid that Hashem's going to patch him every time. Right? That's where Shemar Shchaira and Atzmus and Chumris come from. A person is a nar. He's a nar in Avodas Hashem. That's narus. OCD comes from that thing. A person has to know that if he's at that stage, then he's still in Golis. The Yiras Einish has to be raised up to Yiras Aramimus with the Simcha and Lechtikait in Avodas Hashem. That a Yiras has to be connected to Hashem. So the more that a person is makir who it is this Ribbono Shel Olam, the more that he's able to serve, you can snicker from a person's avodas Hashem how much he does of besimcha, just how much he understands who Hashem is. His havana, which we spoke about last week, how he's toifis, how he's mitzayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he visualizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rav Shisha says that on the Shmini Shel Pesach, when it comes to Shmini Shel Pesach, even though a person is knowing Chumras, let's say, throughout Pesach, and Shmini Shel Pesach is in by Chassidim, that they eat gebrakst, and they each share with each other their matzahs. Because already by Achron Shel Pesach, which is the Tachlis of Pesach, which is called Yom Shel Mashiach, that you have to know that the Iker Inyan is the Ava, and the Achtus, and the Reyes, that Yidin should come together. Because many times the Chumras, like he says, they jeopardize the Ava, and the Chiba between people, and the Simcha between each other. This is not the Iker. There should be Simcha and Av and Reyes. That's why it's very easy for Hasidim to sit together. Because when they sit together, it's certain Hamishkai, it's certain Simcha. You can bring a bunch of litvaks together and have them sit together at the table, it would be mamish. Disaster. Disaster. They don't know what to do with each other. This one was Zagatayr, this one was Zagatayr. But like, what will be the Geshmak? What will be the Simcha and the Av and the Chiba and the Reyes? Not to say Chas Hashem, you might see last Chas Hashem. I'm just speaking like, it's not far-fetched. Faket, there's many, and everywhere there's many chassidim which are not, and there's many litvaks which are, but there's a certain degesh in chassidus bifrat in this inyan. The bchalalius, it's a tayridika inyan. It knows no bounds. Every single aspect, every single derech and avodas Hashem. The person has to know what's an ikr and what's a tava. Look, Kol concludes here. He says, Al tir shaharbi umishvil hamamutza yair or derech Hashem. But the ikar is to find the light. that light of Hashem should illuminate everything which it does. And that's a way that a person should know. If there's simcha and there's ayra, if it infuses that chumrah, then a person knows that it's for me. I know myself, I know what I'm doing. A person should have a Rebbe, of course, to be madrichim at that, but Hashem should help us. And although, like this Mesil Sasharim says, that this world is like a gan mavucha. Right? The world of Avodas Hashem is a gan mavucha, which Hashem should be mazmin to us, the right people, and the right influences in our life, to be madrichas on the derech of simcha and or to be built with derech hayashar, and without to be zeicha, to true illumination, b'yos ayosha Mashiach, b'yos ayosalim.
Amen.